Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Shelley, please begin call and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shirley, the IR manager of IRC Limited. Welcome to our fourth quarter trading update conference call. We have uploaded the Q4 announcement in PowerPoint this morning, which you can download from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. The presentation will be hosted by our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and our CFO, Mr. Danila Kotyarov. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese. 欢迎来到提供年货的2016年会议业绩电话会议，以下的会议将会以英语进行。会议的资料可以在我们的网站 www.ircgroup.com.hk里面下载。会议将会由我们的首席执行官 马家宇先生和我们的首席财务官高丹先生讲解，之后会有一个问答的环节，可以用英语、普通话或者广东话发问。Over to you, Yuri.
Thank you, Shirley. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, good morning at Russia in Moscow. Good afternoon in the Hong Kong. I'm very glad to talk to you today. We have quite a lot amount of good news. As you probably know, in this quarter, we have reached quite an important milestone. If you will put your attention to the slide number 5, you will see that during our commissioning, we reached 75% capacity of the ball mills in December of the last year. We have produced and sold 150,000 tons of iron ore concentrate, and today we are going to announce that we've sold more than 2,000 in January. We have entered into the final stage of production testing. We're still facing with some issues, but we are going to resolve them. Our contractor who doing blasting and mining in the open pit have recommenced their work. Talking about our Kuranak operations, they're still on the care and maintenance, but as you know, because of the increasing of the price of iron ore price, we are going to try to recommence it. We are assessing this option right now. My colleague Danila Kotyarov will later give you an update on the corporate and finance, and now I would like you to move to the slide number 7. Here you can see a picture of the blast which is going on, which was done at the end of December. And talking more about contractor who is operating now on site, I can inform you that they're in the process of the assembling of the new trucks from Komatsu and another brand of the ball of the trucks. They're also assembling Komatsu excavators, and they're doing blasts. Last blast was done only today on the forest time. So we are very confident that their mining works will be suitable and successful. If you will move to the slide number 8, you will see more information about the price of the iron ore. We are very glad that iron ore was outperforming in 2016. It was close to 80% up comparing to the beginning of the year. During Q4, iron ore price showed very strong upside comparing to, if you will compare Q4 to Q3, you will see that it's higher 44%. I would like to attract your attention that on slide number 8, and there is a price of the 62% iron ore concentrate. And we are producing premium product, which is 65. And our product is even more expensive. As I mentioned, and we are very proud and very glad with this fact that we have that we are announcing the shipment of 200,000 tons of product to our Chinese customers. They're very glad to get this product because this product is very close to them. You shouldn't forget about our very confident strategic our convenient strategic position comparing to our competitors. We are very close to China. I should probably also mention that ruble remains at around the level of 60 to US dollar, which is good for our cost as we are about 90% denominated in rubles. I think that's it about main facts about our recent operations, and I'm glad to move to Danila. And after his presentation, I will be very glad to answer your questions. So, Danila, please go on.
Thank you, Yura. Let me guide you quickly through the slides and information related to our liquidity and some other updates from the last quarter. If you look at the slide number 11, you see some main highlights in relation to our financial updates and liquidity. As you can see, we had quite strong cash balance at the year-end, around 31 million US. The total debt of the group was around 260 million, and as we've been advising the market at the end of the last year, we have successfully repaid principal and interest of ICBC loan in December of the last year. Also, we can advise that we are keeping a good progress with our lenders about relaxation of the terms of the repayment of the loan in this year, and we will advise the market as soon as we have more concrete information. Also, we can note that we have successfully secured the working capital loan with the largest bank in Russia, which is Sberbank, which also helps to fund our KNF operations. And lastly, I would like to point out that we have reached an amicable resolution of our disputes with the CNAC, the result of which was the settlement agreement that we have entered with them at the end of the last year. As a result, we have received $4.5 million of funds related to the compensation of some of the mitigating costs which we incurring on KNF. Also, we have agreed and settled roughly $4 million US of the penalties related to the delay of the project, and also it is important to note that we have reserved all our rights in relation to the rest of the penalties which we have rights to due to the delay of the commission of the project. So if you look on the slide 21, I think it's also worth to note the recent news in relation to the bridge project. As you know, this project is not operated by RC, but it previously was our project, and we are glad to know that, in accordance to the public available information, the progress in construction of the Russian side of the bridge is progressing well. As you can see on pictures here, there is an active construction process going on the Russian side of the bridge. Obviously, as you can see, the Chinese side of the bridge has been completed already. So it's positive news because it will allow to improve the economics of KNS. On the slide number 22, you can see the information about our recent fundraising activity, which significantly strengthened the financial position of RC at the end of the last year. Here we can see that we have successfully completed the equity of fundraising, which allows us to raise around 25 million US. Here we can see the major terms of this transaction. I think that basically the major it's a major update. On the rest of the slides, you can see on the last slide, slide number 23, you can see the new structure of a share holdings of IRC. And I think that's the major update, and we can move to Q&A.
Thank you. So we'll now open the floor to the questions. Anyone, please.
Sure. We'll now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Okay, our first question comes from Jörg from Stockholm.
I was a bit surprised to see the old statistics at a glance in the presentation, and if I calculate the sell price for the 65% or at 85, I'm getting an EBITDA of 160 USD, what gives an ERC or an enterprise value to EBITDA at of at least 3.5. So market level should rather be 7 to 8. So wouldn't you expect a fast move of the share price after you can confirm these numbers? And if you agree in this, why was it needed to hook up a new investor at a share price of 21 Hong Kong cent, especially after we expect some more compensation for the delay of the production from CNEC? And that's it actually. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Anyone, can you answer?
Yes, of course I can, but I'm not really sure that I can get what was the question. The question was that probably the information on the slide number 9, where we have put some information about what EBIT of IRC might look like. That this information was not updated. If that was the question, I can answer that. It shows like a typical year when KNS is going to be at full capacity of the production with the price with the benchmark price around $60 a ton. And if you can see also, it assumes the our cash costs, which are on average in the next 5 years, also assuming the commission of the bridge. So I guess there is no need to update this slide at this moment because this is not this is not the current year outlook. It's more like a general outlook of the company, assuming these assumptions. So, is this was the question,
Mr. Ivan?
If I take the sell price of 85 for approximately the 65%, or my EBITDA would be $160 million, and if I take that, I should expect a much higher share price.
I completely agree with you, and I think, and I'm sure that our share price would be very different if the outlook on the market of iron ore will be around the price we see right now in the next term. Although I guess on the basis of the majority of analysts' outlooks, although the forecast on the price of iron has significantly improved during the past year, I'm not sure that the consensus outlook is this: the price on the levels which we see now is going to be sustainable in a longer run. If it is, I'm sure that the economics and the share price of the KNS project will be very, really different, although I guess the current share price reflects this risk of the downside of the price of the iron. We're not here to guess what the price will be. Our job here is to work more on optimization of the cost, and the price will be what it will be. But I can remind you that at the end of the last year, the outlook on the iron ore price was significantly lower. No one expected that the price will be on the levels where they are now. So I hope that that if there is going to be a correction in the price of the iron, which everybody expects, is not going to be lower significantly. Although I get, on the basis of what we can see on the market, at least for the next 1 year, the outlook that the price, the floor, support floor for the price of iron is shall not be lower than 60 between around.
Извините, связь прервалась.
Sorry, the connection is lost.
Around $60 a ton, and this is a quite comfort level on which IRC can operate.
I think the connection with the investor was lost. Is it Frank?
No, it's Yuri's.
Ah, okay, I see.
I think we have experienced some problem with the connection with Europe, but I think meanwhile, if any questions, I can answer them.
Mr. Eve One, do you have further questions?
I have Yuri back on the line now.
Yuri, that is off.
Okay. If there are no more questions, we will call the call.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, did you have any question? Please press star 1 on your telephone. Shelley, there seems to be no question at this point in time.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for dialing in. Bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.